Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Esther loved her husband so unconditionally that he would basically do anything that she wanted. Hi, my name is Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we see in Esther chapter 5, verse 2, if you know the story, Esther and her maidens have prayed and fasted for 3 days and three nights, and all the Jews around the capital of the Persian Empire, Shushan, have fasted and prayed for 3 days and three nights. And here's where the drama happens. Here's where she takes the biggest risk of her life because she steps into the king's court. Now, talk about a man cave or, you know, like a den. You know, dudes have like their little man cave or their den where they hang out with their mates. The king's got one, which is so sweet for him and so set up that if you step into that den, into that man cave, the Bible says that he would just like, if he didn't like you or he was annoyed by you being there, he'd just order you to be killed. Boom. So you stepped into his man cave at the risk of your life. So Esther puts her best clothes on. She puts a bit of makeup on, does her hair, puts a bit of deodorant on, probably a few perfumes, herbs, whatever she had going on. And she steps into that king's court. And the Bible says the king looked at Esther. And the Bible says when he looked at her, he just handed out this thing called the scepter, the holy scepter, the royal scepter, held it out to her. She touched it, which meant she's okay. She's not going to die that day. And I think about this. I think if she wasn't such a loving human, if she hadn't loved this guy unconditionally, would he have held out the scepter? You know, if she was a nagging, complaining, you know, bitter, angry woman, would he have held out the scepter? Or would he be like, you know what? I need to kind of get rid of this one anyway. Let's just let her go, you know, like he did to his first wife, whose name was Vashti. And not saying that he was always right, because he wasn't. Not even saying that he was holy, because he wasn't. Not even saying that he went into the temple with her, because he didn't. And not saying that he read the Torah with her, the Holy Scriptures, because he didn't. He was a heathen. And what Esther is this woman who loves a man unconditionally. I believe the reason she had favor with him wasn't just because of her looks, because the Bible says they gathered all the beautiful women in the Persian Empire, the young ones, the virgins, and they all gathered together in the capital, and the king interviewed a lot of them. So it wasn't just looks. There was something else about Esther. It was her inner beauty. It was that hidden person of the heart the Bible talks about. And I believe that she loved a man that didn't deserve to be loved. She loved him unconditionally. And, you know, many Bible scholars will say that Esther is a type of the body of Christ in the story of Esther. And, you know, and you could say that, you know, her love for the king is sort of twofold there. It's a picture of the love of the church loving Jesus, that we just love him. Not that he's imperfect. He's not. He is perfect. But also I believe it's just a picture of the church walking in love. Because the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, that love covers a multitude of sins. You know, love can bring healing to relationships. Love can bring healing to friends, to family members, to church members. You know, many times in this world, we deal with imperfection and everyone's imperfect. That's the sad thing about our world. But guess what? I'm imperfect and you're imperfect. So, you know, removing ourselves from relationships, removing ourselves from people is not the answer, because they're imperfect, but so are you. But the answer, and look, sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes there are abusive relationships and you've got to exit from them. And, you know, the Bible even says if someone commits adultery, it's okay to exit from marriages if the adultery's been committed, because it just breaks the covenant. It breaks the arrangement. I'm just saying human imperfection. The Bible doesn't say that this king was unfaithful to Esther, but the fact that he just loved her so much to extend that scepter, I believe means that she had just loved him and loved him and loved him. And as Peter said, love can cover a multitude of sins. One person's definition of this verse is this. It means that love, especially fervent love among believers, can have a powerful effect in mitigating the consequences of sin. And it can also foster forgiveness. And this love acts as a covering, not by ignoring sin, but by promoting reconciliation, understanding, and forgiveness. So I want to encourage us all today, let's be people of love. Why? Because God is love. And as we walk in love, we walk in God.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.